Women who fled the Sudan conflict propose that leaders in the Great Lakes region intervene in the ongoing conflict, which has forced hundreds of women and girls to flee their homes and have seen grave violations against women, mainly sexual violence. This comes at a time figures indicate that 12.1 million individuals in South Sudan alone are at risk of sexual and gender-based violence. The health officer, Kabir Emergency Room for Women, Rayan Abdallah Muhammad, says a number of sexual violations have gone unreported in Sudan, noting that regional leaders should intervene and stop this suffering. This is your workshop on digital violence and conflict-related sexual violence affecting Sudanese women.
Women there in Sudan, they are suffering a lot from violence. We have like many different of violence there, as harassment, sexual violence. But I think this meeting is very important for me to know or to show our problems there in Sudan or in my region, especially in Darfur there. As we know that nowadays, We have tough war there in Sudan, and most of girls and they are at risk of violence. We need peace there in Sudan as soon as possible, as we are suffering a lot as Sudanese women.